USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump meets with airline CEOs at the White House to discuss coronavirus concerns.
We implemented sweeping travel restrictions, imposed historic quarantines, and marshaled American industry and science to begin developing a vaccine.
At the meeting, the CEO of American Airlines, Doug Parker, along with Southwest CEO Gary Kelly, among those in attendance. Now, later in the day, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking in the White House briefing room, updating reporters on the situation. Pence heading up the coronavirus task force.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, everyone. If you've got a minute, I'd like to bring you up to date on my health situation. Hi, everyone. If you've got a minute, I'd like to bring you up to date on my health situation.
It's been a year since Jeopardy's Alex Trebek told the world he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He checks in with all of his millions of fans, updating us on his fight against the disease.
The one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker. Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not-so-good days. I joke with friends that the cancer won't kill me, the chemo treatments will. There were moments of great pain, days when certain bodily functions no longer functioned, and sudden, massive attacks of great depression that made me wonder if it really was worth fighting on. But I brushed that aside quickly.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg drops out of the race after his campaign fails to get any traction. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is thanking his staff and supporters after suspending his Democratic presidential campaign.
I decided we have the slogan wrong. This should be Mike Likes You. Thank you.
During a rally in New York, he also says he believes former Vice President Joe Biden can beat President Trump.
Defeating Donald Trump starts with uniting behind the candidate with the best shot to do it. It is clear that candidate is my friend and a great American, Joe Biden.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In USA Economic News,
the ADP private payrolls report for February was released on Wednesday morning, and it shows employment, excluding government jobs, rose by about 183,000 last month. That report was better than most analysts were expecting, though January's number was revised downward a bit to around 209,000 jobs created. Last month, smaller companies led the way, financial services adding the most jobs in February. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.